Thank you.
Are you doing these kids first?
Yeah. Good morning, everybody. Could you all please take a seat? Thank you all for being here. It's a very special day. As you can tell by the way the building tilts on that side, we have a lot of young people. We're honoring three championship teams. First, we'll be honoring Grant, then Portland Christian, and then Lincoln. And we're going to be honoring a very special little boy this morning. So we're going to go ahead and begin with the three soccer teams. And I have a proclamation to read, and then I will present the proclamations to the individual teams and take pictures, and the commissioners can make comments. And this is the proclamation for our teams. Whereas Portland applauds a rich and exciting soccer culture that attracts people from all walks of life in promoting an exciting environment for all participants, Portlanders everywhere rejoice in the success that our youth and student athletes are achieving in their lives. And Portland encourages our youth and student athletes to thrive and strive for success. And the City of Portland delights in the commitment to school, sport, and community that the student athletes at Lincoln, Grant, and Portland Christian exemplify as well. Coach Michelle Sifo of Lincoln, Coach Manoli Twanaki of Grant, and Coach Aaron Lewis of Portland Christian have all succeeded in using soccer to instill strong and positive life experiences for the kids of our community. And whereas the Lincoln girls, Grant's boys, and Portland Christian boys soccer teams won the 2008 state high school championships and has successfully fostered a program dedicated to excellence for many student athletes to come. Therefore, I, Tom Potter, Mayor of the City of Portland, Oregon, the City of Roses, do hereby proclaim December 19th, 2008, to be a day of appreciation for the Lincoln High School girls, the Grant High School boys, and Portland Christian boys soccer teams in Portland. And I encourage all people to observe this day. My chief of staff points out that I said December 19th, but I think everybody knows I really meant November 19th. I think I'm just trying to move ahead to January 1st as quick as I can. So with that, we'll start with the Grant boys team.
Come on up here, guys. Say hi to Mustafa down there. He's going to be competing against you guys. Thank you. Don't worry about it. Nice pillows I'd like to note that most of these young men are taller than the city council members. Yes. Thank you. Let's hear it for the general.
Oops.
I know. I won't. It's very hard to defend you. I'm going to do my best.
Just checking. Did you make notes?
What a good-looking group of young people. I think you're going to also enjoy this next part. This is a proclamation for a young man. He's down here in the front row. His name is Mustafa. He's here with his father, Ahmed. And he's a very special six-year-old boy. 4 years ago, Mustafa was seriously injured in fighting in Fallujah. Mustafa has come to America with his father, Ahmed, through a program called No More Victims, which brings children injured in the war in Iraq to our country for medical services. Mustafa has received excellent care at Portland Shriners Hospital for Children and Dorenbecker's Children's Hospital, and will be going home in just a few weeks. Before I read the proclamation in his honor, I'd also like to recognize Ned Roach, Maxine Fuchsen, for starting the Portland chapter of No More Victims. Additionally, let's have a hand. Additionally, I'd like to thank Celia Heron of the Planning Bureau for bringing this story to our attention. This is a very special day for Mustafa, mostly because he gets to be with these other soccer teams. Mustafa is also a soccer player and was absolutely thrilled to receive some of the memorabilia from one of the teams. So this is the proclamation. Are you ready, Mustafa? Whereas the city of Portland has a tradition of promoting peace, supporting reconciliation, and honoring the greatness of the world's people that touch the hearts and souls of Portland. And U.S. airstrikes in Fallujah 4 years ago sent a missile into a two-year-old Mustafa's body, severing a leg, tearing up his abdomen, and shattering his and his parents' dreams. After doctors in Fallujah worked against incredible odds, saved Mustafa's life, they cautioned his parents, "Your son came through the surgery, but we can't promise he'll be alive for 5 minutes from now." And 4 years later, on September 9th, 2008, this courageous little survivor arrived in Portland in his father's arms through a program called No More Victims. Mustafa has received outstanding care at Dornbecker's Children's Hospital and Shriners Hospital. And as a result, for the first time in 4 years, he is pain-free and healthier than he has been at any time since that attack 4 years ago. This beautiful little six-year-old boy brings home to all of us how devastating the human cost of this war truly is. And the treatment and support and love Mustafa has received in Portland has gone a long way to rebuild some of the shattered dreams of a sweet, wonderful child. And people in Portland who have had the privilege of getting to know Mustafa and his father, Ahmed, have been forever touched in their courage, warmth, and yearning for peace. These newfound friends have nurtured precious seeds of reconciliation and understanding that stretch from Portland to Fallujah with powerful impacts on people in both countries. We are a community that is humbled by the lessons they courageously teach us, that a parent's love will take them on a difficult journey halfway around the world in search of treatment, that the victims of this and every war were really our sisters and brothers, and that building bridges of peace in our troubled world is our highest calling. Now, therefore, I, Tom Potter, Mayor of the City of Portland, the City of Roses, do hereby proclaim November 19th, 2008, as an official day of recognition for Mustafa Ahmed in Portland, and I encourage all people to observe this day. It is our fervent hope that when they return to their family and friends in Iraq, Mustafa and Ahmed will know the city of Portland is committed to doing everything we can to promote and build a more just and peaceful world. Thank you. You know, the more we clap, the more Mustafa clutches his soccer ball closer. I'm sure it's all very nervous, but we also have someone who'd like to make a statement. Could you please come forward? Could you introduce yourself, doctor?
I'm Bahar Bhatti. I'm an Iraqi resident of Portland. I've been here granted refuge in Portland for about a year and a half, and I work in RCSU.
Okay. Pastor. Could you also maybe speak into one of the microphones so everybody can hear what you say? Thank you very much.
Well, I don't know. Maybe counselors have usually low voice. Anyway, so, dear sir, I would like, on behalf of me and the Iraqi Society of Oregon and the Iraqi residents of Portland, to express our deepest gratitude and appreciation for you on the occasion of declaring the 19th of November a day of recognition of the Iraqi child Mustafa. The message that you send by words and deeds by this declaration and the initiative of No More Victims Organization to bring Mustafa for treatment inspires us all. Our path is lightened to a day when the hearts and minds of Iraqi and American people will reconcile and work together for peace to our countries and to the world. And I wish that the city of Portland moves toward to winning with the city of Fallujah. The words of your message represent the true spirit that was instilled in the American Constitution by the American pioneers. It is the spirit that recognizes the greatness of humanity, promotes peace through justice, equality, and compassion. This is the spirit that can make America the leading model of the globalized world of the 21st century. May the blessings and peace of God be upon you and upon everyone who makes this healing process possible. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes. Doctor, could you stand up?
I could also introduce the founder of No More Victims, Mr. Cole Miller.
I want to thank our state champions for being here and recognize that this little boy is going to be competing against you someday in international. And a couple of commissioners want to say things.
Well, it's days like today that we're especially proud to serve up here as city commissioners, and we are humbled by the courage of Mustafa and the achievements of the remarkable young people that are here. And as my colleagues know, I'm something of a soccer nut, and I just wanted to comment about the three teams that we're honoring, first with the Lady Cardinals. At the beginning of the season, the principal at Lincoln met with the team and referred to them as the triple threat at Lincoln. And the principal said, you're a triple threat because you are outstanding soccer players on the field, you are outstanding students in the classroom, and you are outstanding role models in our community. And I just want to remind people that as great as this team is, two-time defending champions for the state of Oregon, their collective grade point average is 3.75. So these are student athletes in the best sense of the word, and they are tremendous role models, not only at Lincoln, but in our broader community. And I had a hunch they'd be successful this year because their new coach, Michelle Schifo, is a transplant from New York. And she's also a graduate of the University of Portland, which has won a few national champions, as many of you know. Next, I want to acknowledge the Grant Generals and my good friend Manoli, and I never try to pronounce his last name there. I'm still not sure how it's pronounced. But Manoli goes by one word. And Manoli has made a huge difference in our community as a club coach and as the leader of Northeast United, and as well as the men's varsity coach. And as incredible as this accomplishment is that the Generals have won the championship, consider that they do so without having a soccer field to call their own. And as we think about the 10 great field plan and about future planning around making sure that every young person in our community has access to first-rate facilities, let's remember that this team became state champions without their own field. And as someone who lives in the Grant Park area, I think it's long overdue that we gave them a field. Don't you agree? And finally, while I had the great privilege last Saturday of seeing Grant and Lincoln play for the title game at Liberty High School in Hillsboro, I didn't have the chance to see Portland Christian. But what you've done is also remarkable, but I think that you had a special advantage because you had someone upstairs pulling for you throughout this. So let's give all three teams a round of applause for being such great role models in our community.
You know, we also have a Grant graduate on the council, and as Commissioner Leonard often reminds us, it was the best 6 years of his life.
I was just sitting here minding my own business.
Thank you all very much for being here. Thanks, young folks. City Council will come to order. Carla, please call the roll.
Adams.
Here.
Fish.
Here.
Leonard.
Here.
Saltzman.
Here.
Potter.
Here.
I'd like to remind folks that prior to offering public testimony to City Council, a lobbyist must declare which lobbying entity they are authorized to represent. Please read the first communication.
Item 1545, request of Patricia A. Trice to address Council regarding family rights.
Could you call her name again, please?
Patricia Trice.
Please read the next communication.
1546, request of Tim Duffy to address council regarding Civic Drive Max Stop.
Repeat the name.
Tim Duffy.
Are you here, Mr. Duffy?
I'm Ed.
What is it?
Before we proceed with the next communication, I just had a note handed to me that Mustafa's father would like to say thank you. So, Ahmed, could you please come forward and the translator? And if you could sit at that table, that way everybody could hear your voice. And pull the microphone down.
Hi, Mayor. My name is Mohammed El Sadi, and I'm his interpreter.
Okay.
Yeah.
I
am very happy to meet you. I am very happy to arrive here to the city of Portland, the city of Rose. Because you guys are very wonderful people. You guys reached out and helped me and my son through our crisis. For the purpose of helping us and putting us through this healing process that has been wonderful. As much as Mustafa has been suffering the last 4 years since the date of the injury that he had, right now, he is actually acting like a normal kid who's never been injured. That was the first time ever for me to see him as happy as he is right now.
أشكر منظمة No More Victims.
And that's, of course, my thank goes for that, first to the agency who helped me, the No More Victims.
اللي هي مدت يد العون إلي والابني والعائلتي وساعدتنا بعلاج ابني مصطفى.
Which is, it was the only one back there in Fallujah who came and rescued us, me, my kid, my whole entire family, and went out and reached for us and tried to pull us through this horrifying, horrible thing that we're dealing with.
وأشكر السيد كول.
But I'm very thankful to Cole, the founder of the No More Victim.
والسيدة ماكسين ونات.
I'm very appreciative to Maxine and Ned, the co-founders of the agency here in the city of Portland.
وأحب أن شفت أن ناس طيبين جدا.
And I want to thank everybody in the city of Portland. You guys are wonderful people all around. I'm amazed and my mind blown by the generosity and the genuine sincere, you know, care that you guys have for people who really need help.
فنيابة عن وطني.
And in the name of my country,
أحب أن أبعث رسالة.
I want to send a message.
للناس الطيبون.
Message of peace to the wonderful people you are.
لأن هناك آلاف الأطفال بالعراق.
And I want you to know there's thousands of kids in Iraq.
مثل حالة مصطفى وأكثر.
Who's suffering just as much as Mustafa, if not more.
ينتظرون من يساعدهم.
They're waiting hopelessly for somebody to come and help and rescue them.
ويمد لهم يد العون.
And reach out for them like somebody did for Mustafa.
Thank you very much.
Thank you guys very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for all your great work.
Thank you.
Good.
Thank you for work.
Good.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
He gave me a high five. He knew how to give a high five.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Mustafa.
Like to see him soften.
Yeah.
That's great. Is 1547 the next?
1547.
Yes. Please read that.
Request of John Replinger to address council regarding City Leaf Collection Program.
Thank you for being here. Please state your name for the record, and you have 3 minutes, sir.
Fine. Thank you, Mr. Mayor, members of the council. My name is John Replinger from Southeast Portland. I have provided a written statement as well. My basic concern is, particularly as we have more and more cyclists trying to use the streets for alternative modes of commuting and more pedestrians, the hazards that are created by leaves in the street are becoming more and more severe. I spent considerable time on this, discussions with commissioner's aides and bureau staff, and I'm not satisfied yet with what I've seen, so I'm here to present my case to you. I guess basically the problem is I feel that the LEAF program is unfair, it's being poorly run, it's actually creating additional hazards for those of us trying to use the streets in the city. This fall, my wife and I so far have hauled 4 loads of leaves to the LEAF depots. We've paid for the privilege while our neighbors, and in fact thousands of people in the city are blowing their leaves into the street in apparent violation of the city code. we're out trying to do the right thing and paying for the privilege of that while others create this hazard. I have several specific changes in mind. The first is change this stuff. Change the door hanger so it says, it is illegal to put leaves in the street. You may be fined. People are just out there doing it. To put together a hotline so that we can send, we can call in, we can give the addresses, send people letters that say, it appears that the accumulation of leaves in front of your house is not a natural occurrence. You may not put the leaves in the street. You may be fined. Send the police. It's a traffic safety issue. Send the traffic division out to warn the people who are out there physically. I mean, you can go through the neighborhoods in the late afternoons and the weekends and see dozens of people putting their leaves in the street. Send them out there to warn them that what they're doing is creating a hazard. It's not acceptable. Have some enforcement. Do some fines. Publicize it. And for goodness sake, make the leaf depot free. I mean, I'm paying to do the right thing, whereas the people who are doing illegal are paying no cost. Or change the whole program. Make it like the snow park program. Allow people to buy a permit to put the leaves out into the street at a specific time. They buy the permit for $20, $50, whatever. Put it in their, display it in their window that shows everybody they are a participant in the program. But for goodness sake, let's please do something about the program. It's not working the way it is. It's rewarding the lawbreakers and is putting cyclists and pedestrians at risk.
So I appreciate your comments. We're not staying on top of this issue. And your transportation department has had to cut out $48 million over the past 4 years on an ongoing basis. We are going to be coming forward to the City Council with a proposal to create leaf districts where we would, people would be charged on the probably the garbage bills in leaf districts, and that would provide us the resources to stay on top of this issue. What we're proposing, though, and ask you to think about, is that we would, for this fee, we would clean up the leaves and that people would put them in the street and then we would clean up from there. We're proposing this, and council have an opportunity to think about it and consider it based on our study of the issue as well. The option of going out and fining people and doing the kind of enforcement of the existing rules and regulations we do not find to be tenable as an approach moving forward. So instead, we're going to be providing the service of getting the leaves out of the street and asking people to put them there. That will happen next season, not this season. So in the meantime, we're just making do.
Thank you. Appreciate that. But we have to do something.
I agree.
It's not working. People don't even use their leaf pickup. They don't even use their yard debris. Put it in the street.
Yeah, you're right.
Thank you
for your testimony.
Please read item 1548.
Request of Matthew Honeycutt to address council regarding Young Professionals Civic Engagement Month.
Are they here this morning? Good. And after Matthew concludes his comments, I have a proclamation to read on their behalf.
First off, thank you, Mayor Potter, Sam, City Council. Those of you who have been involved with Young Professionals of Portland over the last 3 years, well, we've grown from 8 members to over 3,600 members over the last 3 years. Really, this is an important proclamation for us, as Portland is the third highest civically involved city in the country. It's really, really important that us business and young professional here in Portland follow through with the leadership that this greater city has already put forth. This year, we're happy to have over 30 different events to promote civic involvement, professional involvement, and business networking through Young Professionals of Portland. And as you do your proclamation today, we're also happy to announce a new or an additional event that we're putting forth, which will kick off on November 25th at our social event, which will be a toy and canned food drive that will last for 4 weeks with drop-off locations around the city that we've organized to try and increase our involvement with the city of Portland and all of our members for Young Professionals of Portland. So we thank you guys all for recognizing this as an important month to us and recognizing the young business community that's here in Portland.
I want to thank you and all your constituents for how much you give back to this city. I think you really demonstrate civic leadership and demonstrating the greater good for our community. So thank you very much, and I'd like to read this proclamation. Whereas the month of November has been designated Young Professionals Civic Month with the support and leadership of the Young Professionals of Portland, whereas Portland Professional Civic Month has been designated to include young professionals from across our city from various civic organizations involving thousands of young people, and whereas the volunteer efforts of young professionals during this month show that each individual will have an impact on their community, the experience, education, and participation of young professionals during this month instill a goodwill towards a community in which they live and work, and the variety of needs and opportunities that volunteers can address is large and varied. The young professionals of the city of Portland have proven that they're willing to work hard to give to others and to fix problems in their community. Now, therefore, I, Tom Potter, Mayor of the City of Portland, Oregon, the City of Roses, do hereby proclaim the month of November 2008 Young Professionals Civic Month in Portland. Thank you. Just have this to give to you.
Thanks for all your work.
Now that was all of the communications. Move to the consent agenda. Do any commissioners wish to pull any items from the consent agenda? Any commissioners, anybody in this room wish to pull any specific item from the consent agenda? Please call the vote.
Adams?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Potter?
Aye. Please read the 9:30 time, sir.
Item 1549, accept the Small Business Advisory Council annual report to City Council.
Commissioner Adams, would you like to let me read my part?
Go ahead and do your part.
Okay. Well, I am pleased to co-sponsor this presentation with Commissioner Adams. This is the annual report from the Small Business Advisory Council. SBAC's work directly reflects Portland's vision of community involvement in governance, and I've consistently been pleased with SBAC's engagement with my office and with the other policymakers in general. As a voice for our small business community, Jackie Babicki Peterson and her team are striving to keep Portland economically thriving and culturally rich community. Small business is extremely important to our community, and over the course of the last several weeks, I've had the opportunity to visit many small businesses throughout the city, and I've learned a lot of things. There are many economic issues that are facing our small businesses that we don't have any control over, but I've also learned there's a number of other things that the City Council can and should make every effort to address. I've learned that we can become a champion for our small businesses in a variety of ways. We can fix some of the difficulties that a small business might face when interacting with city bureaucracy. We can explore new ideas that will bring new industries to the city. I believe that SBAC has a role in working with the city to advise us and keep us moving forward. I'm proud we've fostered a wonderful working relationship between the SBAC and the City Council, and I'm confident that this relationship will remain strong with the upcoming changes in city leadership. I'm now pleased to turn it over to Commissioner Adams.
Thank you, Mayor, and thanks for co-sponsoring the annual report of SBAC to the City Council. It is important progress that we measure together, and as the Mayor said, important work yet to be done. I want to commend Chair Jackie Babicki Peterson and the entire SBAC team, Martin as well, for the great work that you've done this far, including expand the diversity of the membership, increase awareness of the efforts, foster closer relationships with City Council and our staff, including various bureaus. 50,000 small businesses in Oregon provide 275,000 jobs and we are a city to a higher percentage that relies on the success of small business than most other cities. And as inferred in the mayor's comments as well, people often want to debate what is the status of Portland's business climate, and I think our response is we're always working to make it better. We are rated by Fortune magazine as the best place to live and launch a business. We're the sixth best rating, and that's pretty good. I hope to break, you know, the top two in the next 4 years. We've adopted the Small Business Bill of Rights exactly 1 year ago, and I'm looking forward to hearing your report and your inspiration of what's going to happen in the year ahead. Jackie.
Thank you very much. That's wonderful. I'm Jackie Babicki-Peterson. I live in Northeast Portland, and I'm the chair of the Small Business Advisory Council. And Mayor and Commissioners, thank you very much. Your support has been invaluable to us over the last year. I'm going to present a bit of the report with my colleague, our vice chair of SBAC, is Martin Medeiros. And we have several of our members who are also present. Andy Fraser, maybe you would stand up as I introduce you. Andy Fraser. Suzanne Vara, who we couldn't live without Suzanne. She's just a tremendous help. And John Torino of APNBA, who has been just a stalwart member for us as well. As you know, this year the SBAC celebrated its fifth anniversary, and we're pretty thrilled about that. Over the last 5 years, we've gone from, you know, kind of an idea and a group of people coming together with the best intents about supporting small business to an organization that we feel now is very strong, you know, has a strong voice, and you've all been a tremendous help in making that happen. Our primary mission continues to be being a unified voice for the small businesses of our city. Back in 2003, when we were formed, the statistics were that there were about 39,000 small businesses in the region, which is businesses of 50 or fewer employees. And by far, most of those are, by the way, micro enterprises with five or fewer employees, or, you know, one-person businesses. And today, as Commissioner Adams just said, the number is that there are nearly 50,000 of those businesses, which is a spectacular increase over the 5 years. And we see that explosion in the formation of small businesses is certainly going to continue. By itself, it's going to continue, but also with the economic recession, many, many people are, you know, being laid off and, you know, forming small businesses as a result. We also see that small business is just continues to be a major driver in our economy. I like to call us the engine of innovation. As bigger businesses get bigger and bigger, they become less able to adapt and be creative and innovate. But our small businesses are just bursting with creativity and ideas, and that's where the innovation is coming from. I also like to remind everyone that in economic recession, that small business is actually the ballast in the ship. We're going to keep things on a much more even keel than the, you know, the big businesses that are much more subject to the vagaries of what goes on in the world economy. As we said, this has been an exciting year. About a year ago, you unanimously approved our Bill of Rights, and we are continuing to work to promote that, to spread the word of it throughout the city, and make small businesses and officials aware of it. When we project, or when we write our own opinions, what we do is tie it into the Bill of Rights so that we can promote it as something that we all want to use for how decisions get made. And one of the things that has happened now is that Portland Online is featuring the Bill of Rights right in the front of the page of the business tab. And there's, you know, thanks to Laurel Buttman and her wonderful team on the website, there is a place for businesses to sign in and ratify the Bill of Rights right online, which is terrific. We've been really busy this year. I'm going to read you a list of some of the things that we've worked on or given feedback on. Safe, sound, and green streets, graffiti materials ordinance, containers in the right-of-way, the Portland Recycles Commercial Plan, Vision Portland, the Portland Plan, the Contract Worker Healthcare Expansion Initiative, the Parks and Recreation System Development Charges, High-Performance Green Building Policy, Title 29, and the Sweat-Free Procurement Policy. We're finding ourselves getting very educated about what happens in the city. And along that line, last month, the auditor's office provided an all-day training for SBAC members as well as members of East Portland Chamber, PBA, OAMI, other groups that wanted to attend and really understand the inner workings of the city. So, Martin, would you like to talk about what we've been doing?
Mayor and Commissioners, thank you for this opportunity. First, I am going to speak a little bit about the action items we focused on in 2008, and next I'm going to go into a summary of activities. First, Jack is absolutely right. The innovation and creativity comes from the small business sector. They're the engines that drive the economy. Innovation and creativity, it's the backbone of every economy. And one thing we focused on in small business interface with the city is this idea of a process. We formed an ad hoc committee, working group called the Process Committee, and what we were looking at is how to evaluate ordinances and different regulations that come down and how they impact the broader economy. And this idea actually came from a meeting we had with Commissioner Leonard when he relayed to us when he was in the legislature. An economic impact statement always was attached to every piece of legislation. And the city certainly does that as relates to the Office of Management and Finance, OMF, but outward looking, how does, and the question, operative question that we want asked is, how does this ordinance or this piece of legislation affect jobs, net capital inflow, and the attractiveness to the city, as Commissioner Adams discussed, as far as, you know, where are we, how does this look, excuse me, to the outside. Sorry, I'm a little hoarse today. So we're developing that process, and now it's an actual committee of SBAC, and we're trying to think of what's the best way to do that, and we're working through the Bureau liaisons to figure out what are the economic impacts on these things and what process should we follow. And our second action item, and it's been mentioned here, is the Small Business Bill of Rights, whereby we want it to be a focal point or something that's looked at in making policy. And the Bill of Rights, you can read it, but it has things like, how is this helping businesses grow, expand, retain jobs, retain success in the city of Portland? And we really believe that people have been looking at it, and on the website, more and more people are getting involved in that process. Another action item we worked on is the web portal enhancement, and thanks to the help of the city, we've had kind of a focal point as far as what the city can do and how the city is enabling small businesses, and we think that was a great project. Again, Jackie mentioned Laurel. And one program we've started to get more people involved in small business is, while the membership committee has done a great job, and right now we have 21 members and we welcome 6 new people, we have this idea that expands that footprint to this subject matter expert. If someone is going off the committee, if there's someone in the community who's particularly knowledgeable about a subject, a topic, you know, international trade, trade with some partner, transportation, we have created this subject matter expert program where they're invited to our meetings and they can offer opinions and participate to have, you know, yet another brain solving the problem of economic growth in the city and making the city attractive for small businesses. A very quick summary of activities now. Those were our action items that we focused on in 2008. Summary of our activities. First of all, the committees we now currently have are the Communications Committee, which worked on the Portland online web portal interface we talked about. The Membership Committee, which constantly gets new ideas, new people, new volunteers into the process. SBAC, of course, is a volunteer organization. And we have the new Small Business Development Committee headed by Dwayne Johnson, who's done a great job at looking at how do we develop and grow these small businesses into viable businesses beyond startup. And some of these businesses are very old Portland family businesses that are in meetings that have been in doing business in Portland in excess of 70 years. So this is not just a startup group. Cost of Doing Business Committee, we look at various things, and we work with Commissioner Saltzman on the SDC, and we thank him for working with on that. You know, it came out. We had some discussions about it, and finally he was able to come our way, and we were glad to participate in that process. So that Cost of Doing Business Committee is essential on, well, what will it cost for a new business to add that extra employee, add that extra facility, do more business? Let's see. We're always updating the succession plan, the bylaws. We had some changes basically to better help institutional memory and succession in the organization. We needed some changes as it hadn't been changed since the founding. How many years ago, Jackie?
5 years.
5 years ago. We have various work groups and committees that we participate in. And in closing, I want to talk about how we've kind of developed a community around strategies in problem solving. A migration from kind of this gadfly, you're not doing enough for business, to, okay, how can we make this better? And I think that's really the organization, it probably happened last year, really turned the corner in that, in this problem solving. We've contributed substantially to the Small Business Bill of Rights, the Portland Recycles Plan, the Green Building Policy, the creation of the Best Business Center, working with OSD, the Safe Sound Green Streets project, which we supported Parks SDC, as I mentioned, the Portland Plan, and the construction impact mitigation on the downtown construction. Thank you very much. There's a lot to be done. I work. I didn't introduce myself. I'm Martin Medeiros. I have a small.
We know who you are.
I have a small law firm right on Pioneer Courthouse Square, and you know, this construction mitigation. We're doing the right thing. There's plans to accelerate to keep some of these bond-backed fiscal things going on during this economic time we're in, and we really think we're on the right track, and we want to build on that. We want to make, again, as Commissioner Adams said, one of the top two cities to start and grow a business. And I'd like to give it over to Jackie, where she will conclude.
When we're looking ahead, as Martin said, we are very pleased that there's really been a shift in SBAC, and that we do feel like we have a partnership with you and with the city for giving, you know, a small business opinion on ideas that are being generated and work that you're trying to do to make Portland a very business-friendly city. And, you know, this has certainly been a year for us to not just give feedback, but to give input and share ideas. And we've had very good dialogue, and that's been a great thing. And we hope to have that continue. And we're working on developing meetings and interactions where we can understand early what your agendas are, what's coming forward, what the issues are, so that we can even help, you know, shape the ordinances and the policies that you come up with as a business voice that you can rely on. We really like to be in that role and think that's something that has developed a lot this year. We appreciate that. So we're going to continue to encourage lots of early open communication with us, and because we've got wonderful volunteers who are willing to make that happen. In this time of huge economic stress, we have greatly appreciated the various forums that you have all held, particularly Mayor Potter and Commissioner Adams, to talk to multiple small businesses about what's happening, what's going on, and how the city can help them. And, you know, we've brainstormed with you many times about lots of ideas of things that we think could help and will make a difference to Portland. And also we want to say, when we look ahead, we're seeing that what I've said to my group is we'd love to take personal credit for what SBAC has accomplished in the voice of small business over the last 5 years. But I do think there's a huge amount of it that is just people who are in the right moment with the right voice at the right time. I think that our economy is changing shape on a national basis. We're seeing it very early in Portland because we attract so many young creatives who start their own thing here. But I do think we're you know, just on the leading edge of, as I say, a changing shape in the whole economy, and small business is going to continue to be more and more and more important in, you know, how we fare as a nation. And so that's a lot of work ahead for us. I'd also like to say, Mayor Potter, that most of this work has been done on your watch, and we greatly appreciate your providing resources for us, and, you know, you've kind of quietly opened a path for us and, you know, supported us in that way, and we are very grateful for that. It has, you know, been a lot of approval that has come from you and a lot of ideas and a lot of support, and without that, you know, we would not be here. So that's been tremendous, and we greatly appreciate it. We also appreciate that our new staff assistant, Clay Neal, is being part of the mayor's office as opposed to part of PDC. What that has done for us is allow us to have somebody who is here in City Hall, and, you know, that gives us more knowledge just simply about what goes on, because so many things happen in conversations. So thank you very much. We hope you will approve our report, and we look forward to continuing to work with you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for all the work you do. And, Martin, I know you have another part-time job, but we certainly appreciate the time you put in on our budget and on this SBAC.
Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you. Are there folks signed up to testify on this issue?
I did not have a sign-up sheet.
Is there anyone here who wishes to testify to this specific issue? Please come forward.
Was there? It's gone now. Sorry.
Good morning, Mayor Potter, commissioners. My name is John Torino. I'm the executive director for the Alliance of Portland Neighborhood Business Associations. And I just wanted to take a minute or two to go on record supporting the very valuable activities that the Small Business Advisory Council has performed over its last 5 years, and particularly for the past year that I've been involved with it. I also want to express our appreciation to you folks for all the support that you've provided and given to us, for your openness and willing to listen. I'd also like to emphasize our support for putting some teeth into the Small Business Bill of Rights so that as policies are developed, there's some kind of a quantitative method for evaluating their impact on small businesses in the Portland area. I think that's one of the things that the SBAC has been promulgating and that APNBA certainly supports with our 35 business district associations and a goodly portion of those tens of thousands of businesses. So just wanted to basically say APNBA is fully involved with the Small Business Advisory Council. We're very happy with the work they're doing, and we're very happy with the city's support of both APNBA and SBAC. Thank you.
Thank you. I need a motion to accept the report.
So moved.
Second.
Please call the vote.
Adams?
Well, again, thank you for everything. Look forward to our work together.
Aye.
Fish?
I want to thank John and Jackie and Martin for their leadership. I want to acknowledge our old friend Ken Turner, who's here, who's been working this issue for a long time. And both as a candidate and now as a city commissioner, I have learned a lot through my interaction with you. And the SBAC and the APNBA have really moved the ball on small business issues in our community, and so we have a debt of gratitude to you. Aye.
Leonard?
I, too, appreciate all of the work, and I've always enjoyed the meetings that I go to, and they're always full of good, honest exchanges, and look forward to more in the future. Aye.
Saltzman?
Well, thank you for your work and for this great report, and we look forward to working with you. Thanks. Aye.
Potter?
I really want to thank SBAC and Jackie in particular. When I've been around talking with some of the small businesses in Portland, they had some absolutely wonderful ideas about how the city and the small business community could work closer together, and we're certainly incorporating those ideas and be presenting them to the mayor-elect and to the community. I also just want to thank all the small businesses out there. You folks do such a tremendous job. I think it's a job that's very difficult because of the economic climate, and you deserve our respect and our support, and I truly appreciate that. So thank you very much, and I vote aye. Please read the 10 a.m. time certain.
Item 1550, accept the Quality Rental Housing Work Group recommendations and direct bureaus to develop an implementation strategy.
Commissioner Leonard.